This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. In the front row with Betsy Ross this morning to talk about the 11th annual Hudepohl 14K Brewery Run is Greg Hardman, CEO of Christian Moreline, and Iris Simpson Bush.
For those of you who are walkers and runners here in the greater Cincinnati area, you know that a tradition came back last fall, the 14K Brewery Run. It had been gone for a few years, came back last year. It is back again this year with a new twist, a little bit of a new course, and a new partnership that we're going to be talking about. And here with us is Greg Hardman. He's president and CEO of Christian Moreline and the beer aficionado in town. And also with us is Iris Simpson Bush from the Flying Pig Marathon, which is the other part of what we're going to be talking about, this new collaboration between the Flying Pig Marathon and the 14K Brewery Run. Thank you both for being with us in the front row.
Good Thanks to be here.
Greg, let's talk first about the Hudepohl 14K Brewery Run. It's really the kickoff to Oktoberfest Cincinnati. As I mentioned, it had been gone for a few years, and it was when it was here in its first incarnation, it was a brilliant idea to have a 14K. Those who know the history of Hudepohl 14K, that was the name of the beer, and to have a 14K brewery run just made all the sense in the world. You brought it back really to celebrate the history of beer and brewmeisters here in the greater Cincinnati area.
Well, we were really excited to bring it back last year, and it does celebrate all the great beer barons of Cincinnati. In particular, it celebrates the heritage trail, the brewing heritage trail that we're trying to put in Cincinnati. Much like in Boston, they have the Freedom Trail. In Kentucky, they have a Bourbon Trail. And in Cincinnati, we're going to have the Cincinnati Brewing Trail. And so the race does run past the majority of all the great beer baron locations and their breweries. So it's really exciting. We had a great turnout last year, and it was just fabulous.
And if you are new to Cincinnati or the greater Cincinnati area, you may not even be familiar with the heritage. In a very condensed form, tell us a little bit about how this tradition got started centuries ago.
Well, basically, beer is just a beverage that a lot of people enjoy. And in Cincinnati, commercial brewing started in the early 1800s. A flood of German immigrants came over to seek opportunity in America. And basically, they built great breweries right here in Cincinnati. And the German population that immigrated here loved the beverage that that was being brewed. So it was a great marriage between both the German immigrants and brewers that came to town, such as Christian Moreline and many others that brewed great beer, and the German population really grabbed onto it. And that history and heritage still remains to this day.
So the Hudepohl 14K Brewery Run celebrates this history. Again, it kicks off Oktoberfest Cincinnati weekend. It'll be Saturday morning, September 22nd. And this is where the Flying Pig Marathon comes in, Iris. This is a new partnership between the Flying Pig, which people are very, very familiar with, celebrating its 15th anniversary coming up this next May. But the Flying Pig is now partnering with the Hudepohl 14K. And tell us a little bit about that partnership and how it came about.
Well, actually, we think it's a perfect association. As Greg explained, the Hudy 14K celebrates Cincinnati's beer heritage. Well, most people know that the Flying Pig Marathon celebrates Cincinnati's Porkopolis days and the pork and meatpacking industry. So we're both very into our heritage. That's always been a mission of the Flying Pig, to really celebrate community. And of course, most people know we're all about fun. So we think a perfect association when, and I will give Greg credit for it, was his idea that the two organizations might have a good opportunity to come together, and we couldn't agree more. We'll be assisting with and helping to promote the Hudy 14K, and actually, I should mention, we do that with, as far as supporting and promoting running in Cincinnati, again, a big part of our mission. So we're happy to do that, but to get to be more a part of it, Greg's allowing us to assist on the operations side and be a part of helping to create some, and I guess promote and continue the fun and the really exciting weekend that they've created with the Hootie 14K. We're going to be talking about a further collaboration, again, with the 15th anniversary. We always like to do fun and new things for our milestone anniversaries, in the spirit of fun, in the spirit of celebrating Cincinnati's history. We will be announcing a beer series. Please stay tuned for further details to come. Greg, his organization, his people, and the Flying Pig organization want to work out all of the fine details before we actually give you the dates and give you the distances. But I think it's safe to say we're looking at a 3-run series, and it should be very fun. Again, to promote health, healthy lifestyle, staying active, but enjoying life, having fun, and celebrating our community. So, seems like a perfect association to me.
We are talking with Iris Simpson-Bush from the Flying Pig Marathon and Greg Hardman from Christian Moore Line, talking about the Hutipole 14K Brewery Run and the 7K Run that's going to be coming up here in September. And Greg, Iris touched on the fun part of it. I think anybody that took part in the 14K or the 7K last year saw your six-pack, your three-way. I mean, there were people tethered together, all six of them with their little six-pack, doing the 14K or 7K. Fun is a lot of what this race, this run is about.
Well, we always say it's the race with the serious distance and a not-so-serious attitude. Mm-hmm. And we really feel that bringing back the great Hutipole 14K Brewery Run was a real stellar moment for Cincinnati brewing history and also the running community. And one of the things that we feel that we actually had such a crowd up and over the Rhine along the brewing trail and the history going along with that. We've actually moved the race start and finish down to the Moorline Lager House on the Cincinnati Riverfront. And the after race party will be inside the Uberdrome, which we're putting up. It's a large fest tent, Munich-style fest tent that we'll be putting up during that same weekend. So the more immediately after the race, runners will be able to party inside the Moorline Lagerhaus Uberdrome. So it'll be a lot of fun. So we're really excited about it.
Why do you think that this goes together, beer and running, beer and a 14K? Why do you think that's such a partnership in and of itself?
I think that it promotes a healthy lifestyle. You know, if you have a beer in moderation, it's actually very healthy for you. And so so we're really excited that you know, beer and running actually work well together, and we think that it's promotes a healthy lifestyle.
And you know, Greg, I think you're doing such a great job of bringing, again, Cincinnati's heritage to what's so new and exciting and vibrant about Cincinnati right now. Again, finishing down by the Moorline Lager House and the Banks area. Again, Greg has graciously agreed to work with us in bringing Flying Pig Marathon's festivities to celebrate our 15th anniversary. That area will become Marathon Central next year. So again, it'll be great fun for the Hootie 14K. I think just couldn't find a better location in Cincinnati. Combines the old with the new. And you're absolutely right. We see shirts on our course that says, "I'll run for beer," and "I run for beer." And so let's face it, it's a nice little reward after you've gone out there and done something that's so good for yourself. And of course, at the Pig, Betsy always says we put the fun in the run. So we love bringing the two together. And I'm excited about the 14K. I did the 7K last year. I'm not going to commit to 14 yet, but I'll at least be there for the 7K.
Well, my 83-year-old father comes to town specifically to run the this race. And last year, I was very proud to say he won the over 60, over 70, and over 80 category.
Oh, my gosh.
He's in terrific shape. And we had a little, being the first year of the race in that, we did so many things correct. And we did messed up a little bit on the 7K turnaround.
But the little faux pas? Yeah, we saw that.
Which is kind of part of the fun of the race, I guess. But yeah. But it was really interesting that my father actually was running the 7K, and he looked at the time on his watch, and he said, "Oh, this is the turnaround. And he turned around based on his time. So it was really a terrific moment. He got back and he said, hey, you forgot the 7K turnaround sign. I said, yeah, we got word of that. But
you know, Greg, your father was disciplined enough and knowledgeable enough to do it. And then runners are so fun and helpful. We were told where to turn. I mean, most of us were right. We were right on because everybody was passing the word. And it gave us something fun to talk about. And I think it's become a, you know, kind of a fun part of the history. But the event was a huge success on every level. So we're happy it's back.
Cutipole 14K Brewery Run kicks off Oktoberfest Cincinnati weekend. It'll be Saturday morning, September 22nd. Any information that you want about the 14K and the 7K and the upcoming Brewery Run series, we'll be staying tuned for that. We'll have all that information. Just go to WVXU.org, and we will have links to all that information. Ira Simpson-Bush from the Flying Pig Marathon and Greg Hardman from Christian Moorline Brewing Company. Thank you both for being with us on the Front Row.
Thank you, Betsy. You.